Hello.
And welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
Yay, us.
Yay, us, guys.
Okay. I did not bring the little box.
Oh, that's all right.
I left it.
That's okay.
It's chilling behind the Jared Leto Jesus candle. I was just telling Terry how I was going to make a horror podcast, and we're naming the award Stabbies.
And we win.
And we win. Yay, us.
We win the Stabbies.
That's all I got for that.
That's it. Moving on. What are we watching today?
I just froze. My brain went bloop. The switch went down.
The end. Good night, guys.
All right. Today, we are watching Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Woohoo!
All right. I hope everybody's staying warm out there. It is Friday the 13th, and Austin is frozen with ice.
It's the 12th.
Oh, shit. Scratch that. It's Friday the 12th, and Austin is frozen in ice.
I was like, all day? You say that all day? Really?
I thought so, too. Okay. So let me tell you about Tucker and Dale. There wasn't really much on it anywhere, and I dug. I was going through all kinds of pages, and they even had their own page, and there was nothing that I could use on it.
No, that's all right. It's a good movie.
Here I go. It is a good movie. I love this movie. Budget was $5 million. Box office was $5.7 million. So
Well, I had never even heard of it until I saw it on, like, Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think maybe they didn't promote it enough, because if it went to theaters, I didn't see it.
Could be. Release date was January 22nd, 2010. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 85%, and the audience gave it an 84%.
Good.
Yeah.
It's well deserved. I've only seen it the one time, but I remember I loved it.
I just love the whole concept of this movie. It's really, when I first saw it, I laughed my ass off, but it's really good because it's like, it's a whole what if situation.
I was trying to explain it to my brother, and as I was explaining, I was like, it sounds like I'm talking about a really terrible parody
kind
of horror movie, like Scary Movie, but it's not. It's just so funny. Good.
Director is Eli Craig, and he did Zombieland, the TV movie, and Little Evil, which I've seen some of it, but I can never finish it because I always fall asleep.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I know what it is, but I never watched it.
All my horror stuff at night, and I fall asleep. Writer is also Eli Craig and Morgan Jurgensen. The cast is Tyler Labine as Dale. And he was on Are You Afraid of the Dark, 1994, the TV series.
Nice.
The Twilight Zone, 2003 TV series. Evil Alien Conquerors, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Little Evil, and Super Troopers.
Well, I love Super Troopers.
I know, it's good, right? Super Troopers 2, my bad. Alan Tudyk.
I fucking love him so much.
Tucker. He is from El Paso, Texas. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either. I love him.
He was on 28 Days. He is also Wash from Firefly.
Yes.
Dodgeball. Mm-hmm. I, Robot. Death at a Funeral. Wreck-It Ralph. He's King Candy. Yes. I didn't know he was King Candy.
He's also on Frozen.
Yes.
He's a Wingle. What is it? Weaselton.
Yeah. Well, I put he was in so many other movies and animations and voiceovers.
He's like, got an amazing voice. This guy's
list was so long. I was just like, damn, this guy's doing pretty well for himself.
He's on so many things. Because he was on Firefly, which is the first time I had ever seen him. And I love him on that. And then he was on Dollhouse, which is another show done by Joss Whedon. So he tends to do like the same actors in a lot of his series. So he was on Dollhouse for a while, and he's actually kind of like a bad guy on that. And that was the first time I'd seen him not like happy-go-lucky Wash. And it was amazing. And then I saw him on something else, and I was like, Danny!
He's on a lot of things. Because my husband
is the one that introduced me to Firefly.
Yeah.
And so he recognized him, too. And he doesn't usually recognize people from stuff that I watch, because I'm like, that dude's on Teen Wolf. And he's like, oh, that's amazing. That's great. But this, I was like, he was on Firefly. Look, or that guy's on Battlestar Galactica. And he's like, yes.
I do that a lot. My husband has no clue what I'm talking about.
So anytime if I see Alan Tudyk in anything, I automatically just, I'm going to love this.
Yes. He's so good. Where was I? Okay, yeah. Katrina Bowden as Allison, and she was on Piranha 3DD.
I assumed it's supposed to be double D because the cover of it is just boobs.
Big boobs?
Yeah.
Nice. Jesse Moss as Chad, and he was on Are You Afraid of the Dark, the TV series, 95. Mm-hmm. Ginger Snaps, Final Destination 3, iZombie and Supernatural. Philip Granger as the sheriff, and he was on The Keeper. He was also on Supernatural and Lucifer, the TV series. And I put Supernatural in there because I love that show. Let's see. The movie was done in Alberta, Calgary, and British Columbia. Canada. Hello, Canada. We love you. All of the, every single movie, like if you want to do a horror movie, you need to go to Canada.
You have to go to Canada.
And in pretty much British Columbia area, Vancouver, where it's just, I guess it's always gloomy there. I don't know, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
So beautiful.
I could take some gloomy as long as it's pretty.
Really? Really. So filming started in June of 2009. Well, actually, casting started in June of 2009. The film premiered in January 22nd at the Sundance Film Festival and on March 12th, 2010 at South by Southwest Film Festival, which is here in Austin, Texas as well.
Okay.
Yay, us.
Yay, us.
Let's see.
We did that. We did. Pam and I put that together.
Yay,
it's our
Austin.
Little thing.
No, it's not. We did not come up with that.
I've never even been to it, guys. I'm sorry.
I've been to it the first year I moved here, and it was pretty much me waiting in lines.
Like, I saw pictures and heard people talking. I'm like, that's a lot of people and a lot
but
of stuff.
But I did get to see some bands that I did like, and I did go to, no, this I went to two of them. The second one, my husband got his bands. He surprised me to go see Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
We took our daughter. That was her first concert ever. And she, every song he played, she was like, I know that. I know that. And she had a great time. I mean, Beatles songs, of course, yeah. She knew every single one of them. So, where was I? Okay. Roger Ebert gave the film positive reviews. He gave it 3 stars, writing, students of the little movie glossary may find it funny how carefully Tucker and Dale works its way through unpended cliches. And that is all I got.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I have very little trivia also. Like, I'm telling you, I dug for this movie. And they even had their own website. And basically everything I said, that's what was on there. So There you go, guys. Tucker and Dale. What are we watching it on?
We're going to watch this on Amazon. I had to rent it, but if you have...
It's worth it.
It did give me an offer of something called Monsters and Nightmares to subscribe to, and apparently that has a bunch of horror TV shows and horror movies. So if you have that subscription in Amazon, then you can watch this for free. I'm going to be looking into that more, and I might get a subscription of that too, because that sounded cool. But I did have to rent it, and it's only $2.99.
Nice.
You ready?
Yes, sorry. I'm getting text messages because the lights were out.
Yeah.
So everybody's been texting me like, are your lights on? Are your lights on? I'm like, yes, leave me alone. We're fine.
Everything's okay. Stop caring.
Right.
Okay.
Quit caring. Email us drunkandscary@gmail.com if you care to leave us something, some movie suggestions. We are glad to take them. We will watch whatever you put in front of us as long as it's horror, guys.
Yes, horror movies.
All right, ready. Yes,
ready.
I'm ready.
Pressing play now.
This weather's been so weird. I'm like dazing. I'm zooming in and out.
All right, ready for shots?
Yes, I am. Oh, you already poured them. See, this is what happens.
Ding.
I'm turning off my phone.
I'm sure we should be doing this. This is still a crime scene.
Tucker and Dale.
Investigative journalism for a reason. Yeah, but don't we need like a press pass or a permit or something?
You know, the police missed something here. I can feel it. What do you say, Billy? Won a Peabody Award look great up on your...
Just out of nowhere. Run away! Ah, yeah, just ditch her. Oh, not fast enough.
Is that Stuart? From Letterkenny? That looked like Stuart.
Oh, maybe I wasn't looking that closely.
Stuart! Look at those trees, man. That's why they do these movies there. Look at that. Oh, shit. Do you want me to turn the light off?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's actually pretty warm in here.
I know. I was like, I'm going to have to take off one of my layers.
Yeah. Like, I'm sweating. He brought a joint. That's it.
One. Split between how many kids? Six.
Oh, man. Hey, guys. Just staring at him. I love him.
Did you see the way those guys
look
today?
No.
Guys. We forgot the beer. No. They brought a joint, though. One fucking joint.
One. Gotta make it last.
Hopefully,
what, the whole weekend?
More, right? How are you gonna do that with six people? Everybody take a hit and then turn it off. Yeah, guys, we got the heaters going on in here. It's 26 degrees outside. My husband's like ran in here, put the heaters on. We got blankets. We're all set, but now we're sweating. We're just peeling off layers.
Well, I was like, literally not gonna get that warm. I've got like five, six, one, two, three, four. I had six layers on.
Shit.
I take that outside one off.
I can't take it. Pull it, Terry.
Did you not see me struggling? My muscles hurt. Like I just did a full workout, guys.
Oh shit! I couldn't reach back. My arm didn't know which way to bend for a minute there. It was like, what do I do? That's what happens when you get old. Wasp and bug spray?
I'm just getting this.
It's just me. Let's get out of here. This place is so creepy.
Pickled eggs? Gross. Have you ever had pickled eggs?
No, I've smelled them and that was enough.
Oof.
Ew.
And he's just eating them like that? Your brother keeps telling me about boiled peanuts.
I think he told me about this.
Never
too.
Had them, but he's like, I'm going to make you some one day. I'm like, all right.
Please don't.
No, hell yeah, man. Your brother can cook his ass off.
I don't know. Remember that you got a vacation home. That'll probably impress her. Are you out of your mind, Tucker? Who's your college girl? They grew up with vacation homes and guys like me fixing their toilets.
You got to have some faith in yourself, man. Girls can smell fear. Now, come on. You are a good-looking man, more or less. You've got a damn good heart. I mean, that's two things right there.
That's two things.
That's two things. I got all the things you got.
You know something? You're right, Tuck. I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm going to do it right now.
You got a mouthful of pickled eggs.
Right.
Whatever you say.
He's not chewing, he's just got them in his mouth.
Just smile and laugh, whatever they say. Well, that sounds like it's a good plan.
Right.
And he's walking over there with that. All right.
Is that sick?
Hey, girls. You guys need some killing today?
You guys, go camping?
Oh, shit.
I told you, Tucker. I'm zero with the ladies. I hate my face.
He ad-libbed that.
Ah, oh, nice.
I like you, Tucker.
no one cares. I mean, you know, I always get all stupid, my hands get clammy, and I just act like a big fat idiot.
You know what your problem is? You got an inferiority complex.
No, I don't.
Hey, you know? Life is short. You gotta go after what you want.
Oh, shit.
Because sure as hell ain't gonna just fall right in your lap.
That's true, I reckon.
Oh, shit.
He's drinking and driving. Uh-oh.
And he just...
It's the po-po.
I'm getting pulled over.
I just realized what was going on. Oh no, and his shirt's off. Oh, these guys. What fucking luck. Stay safe.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Bless this place. I lost my wallet a couple weeks back. New one is in the mail. Where are you two headed? We're headed to our vacation home up by Morris Lake. I sank everything I had into it. Me and Dale, we were going to go fix her up. Then do the fishing.
Do the fishing.
I'm striking out the ladies. I figure a little man time might do them some good.
Just look. There,
the pain is suffering on a scale you can't even imagine.
Oh, well, that's ominous.
I pulled you over because you got a broken turn signal.
Oh, yes, sir.
See that you get that fixed.
That was very helpful.
Nothing but pain and up there, and he's gonna let him go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was tense. That's weird. There he goes.
That was, you know, weird. It's a big day when these two guys are like, man, he's so weird.
Yeah.
He's jealous because he can't afford a place of his own.
Here's to the good life, huh? Oh, yeah.
To the good life. Beer. I like the music. It's very Beverly Hillbillies. Is that ours?
Another one. Right. Bam.
Ooh, I'm putting that back. It's getting warm.
Look at that. Free chairs.
Is this ours?
It's a mansion.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Tampons? Are those tampons?
I couldn't tell. There was some kind of bones or something. Those are bones.
Yeah. An archaeologist?
Yeah, those are bones of some sort.
Oh, okay.
I can see why you think they were tampons.
Yeah.
Ooh, chili dog.
Chili dog depot. Buy three, get two free, no expiration date.
All right.
Out of that entire word, that's what they get. They look at that.
Tell you something, Dale. I cannot believe that I'm standing in my own vacation home right now. And I thought, dreams really do come true.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You can get off of me now.
You dream about sucking a dick, but you never do it, are you gay?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Guys,
what?
Damn.
I think.
Oh, pop collar guy over here.
Hey, babe.
This story, I've been writing a
Want to smoke this piece of joint with me?
It was 20 years ago today.
The fuck?
It's a Memorial Day massacre.
Okay.
A bunch of college kids, just like us. They came out here to have a good time.
What happened?
But little did they know.
Yeah?
That they weren't the only ones in these here woods.
They weren't. Oh, there's a flashback.
Hey.
What?
Oh, yeah. What is this? 80s? 90s?
It looks like the 80s. They're all wearing like vests and stuff. Maybe late 80s, early 90s. Oh, no. That was a jam.
She was still dancing even though the cape had been taken out. Oh, God.
Oh my God. Oh shit. Oh, she's dead. You dummy. You're dead. You fell. Oh.
Oh.
Dang.
Stop looking behind you.
Yeah, seriously. People, do not look behind you. Eyes forward and go. Says the girl that would probably freeze.
At least she's getting up and running real quick after she falls. Nope, never mind. She's hiding behind her log.
Forget it.
I take it back.
Oh, there are two of them. Smack.
Only one person lived to tell this story. The rest of them just disappeared.
Wow.
And their bodies are buried beneath us.
This right blonde here? Chick over here. Or she was also in Final Destination. Two or three.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she's one of the ones in the tanning bed.
Oh, yeah. Why are they fishing so late at night?
My grandfather, okay, my papa always wanted to go fishing right after sunset or right at sunset. My grandpa always wanted to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the morning before the sun rose.
Yeah.
They both said that that was when the fish were out.
That's when we would go.
You know, they were like, there's more fish at dawn. And the other one was, there's more fish at sunset. And so I've done both.
Yeah. We used to just go early in the mornings. Wake up like at 4 and be out in the water by like 5. Hello? Before the sun would come out. Oh.
Yeah. So they both seemed to agree that when it was darker and cooler, the fish would be closer.
All right. And I guess because I've never really gone fishing at night. My husband has.
Chad, what the hell are you doing? You're such an asshole.
Come on, that was funny.
No, it wasn't. Fix your collar.
It's just me.
Brush your hair.
You know, you could drop the act now.
What act?
Like you're better than everyone else.
She's better than you. I'm better than everyone, too.
You are better than everyone else.
What?
What a weirdo.
You and I, Allie, are cut from a different cloth. You know what I mean?
No.
All I'm saying is, I'm glad that we have this chance to get to know each other better.
Just knee him in the balls real quick.
I know, he's really close. Ew.
Don't.
Personal space, buddy. No, thank you.
Because she doesn't want you.
Just not into you.
Let's talk about this later. I'm going to catch up with everyone.
Come on, Allie, come on.
Let's go skinny dipping. That right there is murder. You go skinny dipping, you're going to die.
Damn it, Dave. What? I'm not gonna go around one more time with you on this. Hush. Look.
Eat a fucking cheeseburger. God. Oh, aww. Damn it.
You are helpless. Do you know that? You're helpless.
She didn't come up yet.
Well, maybe she had a rock. There's a big one right there.
Yeah, I think she did.
Hey! Lady! Hey, lady!
Oh no.
We got your friend. Hey, we got your friend. What the hell are they running the bike? Hey.
They got your friend. They got Allison. They captured her.
Where's the other girl?
No, I didn't see her either. But then she was there when they ran up. Rewind it. Let's see it again. Oh, hi, little puppy.
Oh, you hate pancakes?
She's like, what the fuck? Pancakes?
That sounds amazing. Bring them back. I'm sorry.
Wait. I am hungry. I do need to eat.
There's her friend.
Chuck, tell them what you saw. Well, it was really dark, but it looked like one of the guys was eating her face off.
What?
Guys, not to sound too cliche, but should we have a please?
Damn, what? Just leave Allison with them?
We don't need
eat her face.
Who are these two guys that have never said a word back there?
I know. Where did they come from?
Oh, and this one too.
Yeah. Are there friends that just like met up with them later? Like, where were these guys? Were these guys with them the whole time?
I don't know. Ooh. He just wandered off and found him.
Hey, guys. Better come look at this.
How do we not notice this big-ass house right here?
Wow, it was like within talking distance. He didn't even have to raise his voice.
Oh, yeah? Then why don't you go in there and talk to them?
All right. Maybe I will. I said maybe.
Oh, you mean right now?
Right.
Oh, he's trying so hard.
Little flowers. That's so nice. Look at him.
He's such a sweetheart. Could you bring those pancakes back?
Please don't tell me that you hate eggs and bacon.
The dog's like, I'll eat it.
Oh, you go. You don't remember. Okay, well, me and Tucker, I mean, I and Tucker. Tucker and I brought you here last night.
So close.
Because you were about to go swimming with your friends, and then you climbed up on a bunch of rocks, and you slipped and fell and banged your head, and then you fell into the water, and then dove in and rescued you.
Aw.
Wait, you were spying on us?
No, no, what, no! No, 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 we weren't spying, no! I swear to God, no, no, we were out there fishing, okay?
I didn't see. Maybe Tucker might have seen. They ran off into the woods.
They just left me.
Yeah, but don't be mad at them. Some people just aren't able to deal with the crisis, and that's why Tucker and I brought you here, hoping that they would come and get you in the morning. I didn't have any girly clothes.
It's okay. I never really had much fashion sense anyway.
Me neither. Jangers, that's my dog Jangers. He looks mean, but he's just a big old marshmallow. You can just pat him around the nose.
Pat him on the nose.
Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry about all the mess out here. You know, Tucker just bought this place and yeah, I'm sure that looks like a high-class girl like you, but, you know, we've always just had sort of a dream to have our own vacation home. But, anyway, you should relax and rest, okay?
Hey, what's your name?
It's Tail.
Tail.
Is that my name? My name is Dale.
I'm Allison. But my friends call me Allie.
Well, it's a real pleasure to meet you, Allie, son. If you need anything else, you just holler for me. I'll be right in the little room here.
Dale?
Yeah?
Do you guys have anything to do around here?
Do you like board games?
What kind do you have?
This one right here is my favorite. Trivia.
Trivia?
Trivia or Trivium?
Four out of seven, Jesus.
I want a bunch of pussies. None of them want to go in.
You guys are the best friends.
I know. Just go get the cops. Leave them be. Just going to leave them be.
You know, honestly, it does look kind
of
nice.
It does look kind of nice. It kind of reminds me of the house from Evil Dead.
Evil Dead? Yeah, I was getting that vibe too.
It's a raven. Oh, no. Don't go in there. Oh, no.
What is that?
A wasp nest.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, with the chainsaw. Oh no. He's just gotta drop the chainsaw.
Drop it, dude. That's so dangerous.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I was like, do you not notice he's not coming at you?
Yeah.
He's going away. How do you do that?
Wow. He was too busy looking at him and wondering why he wasn't coming after him. There it is. A wasp.
All right, kiddos. That's why you always look in front of you when you're running.
Run forward.
Who was up here?
I was not looking at all.
Oh, that's too easy. That's James.
The heater.
I know. It makes sense. I just wasn't paying attention.
And the heater melting my back.
I got this weird.
I wonder how my husband. But I remember everything that I ever heard. Put a thermometer in here.
No, trust me, I'm stupid. I barely made it past the third grade.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like 70 degrees in here.
Look at them. They're going to be best friends.
Aww.
Yeah. So,
I bet she would fall for him because
he's a sweetheart.
He's a sweet guy and he's genuine and that she seems
down to earth. And
yeah, for the way she looks and the way that other guy was talking to her, she seemed like she was like, I don't want a douche. I want a real person, you know?
Stupid dreams.
Dreams are not stupid.
Aww.
Yeah.
I just think that so many of the major problems and conflicts in the world are caused by a lack of communication, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think that I'd make a really good therapist.
No, no, no!
My parents are the same thing. I should probably just give
up. No, no, no. I think you can do whatever you want. It's just that beam is a little bit rickety. Yeah, you can't just push that thing right over. Hey. Oh, God. Tucker, what happened to your face?
I saw it.
Why? I'm not
avoided
if you're out there helping me.
Oh,
jeez. Get the board game.
It's my fault. I somebody misplaced.
No, that's not true. It was my fault. Hey, how about I come over there and I pull those stingers out of your face?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I've never been stung by anything. You gotta do that?
No,
you gotta pull them out?
Yeah, some of the stingers do stick. You have to pull them out. And sometimes they're still pulsating.
Yeah.
Like injecting you with venom once they pull off.
I should go out there and find him.
No. No, you need to rest. So we'll go find your friends.
But I can just.
No buts, okay? We'll go find your friends. You should relax. Tucker and Dale are on the case. Ain't that right, Tucker? Yeah, good man. Okay.
Dale, just be careful, okay? My friends can be kind of judgmental.
I know. I'm going to let Tucker do most of the talking anyway. He can win over just about anybody.
God, those people person. Huge. He needs to go to a doctor's face.
He's a real people person.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Stay the fuck out of my woods.
I can't believe this is happening.
You fucking quit it with this thing, okay? It doesn't work out here.
Oh, you dumb shit.
We don't need to run out of here. Don't you get it? This is what it's all.
They might not get service there, but they might get service somewhere. Fucking dumb ass. Somebody take that axe away from him.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like a murderer right now.
Somebody's coming in. Oh shit.
We left the axe.
Oh, these guys. They're such good hiders.
Worst
at
hide and seek. Aw, he's talking about Trivial Pursuit or whatever.
Maybe we could leave him a note in case they come back.
Okay, with what?
Well, this will work.
All right, please hurry up. My face is as hot as a hemorrhoid right now.
Careful. I'm going to have to etch it in.
What does it say?
We got your friend.
Oh no, I remember this.
This was the one scene that I could remember.
Oh, I love this whole.
Dale?
Yeah. Ha.
Did you guys have my friends?
Hello.
What?
Huh? What? Your friends? No. Well, we left them a note. They should be by here any minute.
She's dressed like a sexy lumberjack.
What are you doing?
I'm digging a shitter hole. Crapper hole. It's a hole. It's for the shit house. Crap house.
Household.
An outhouse hole.
Shitter hole. Crapper hole.
Pretty for a girl like you.
I grew up on a farm. It's either help out or get out.
Nice.
It's a good rule.
Yeah.
It's a good rule.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
doing a good job.
Thank you. Yep, you're doing a good job. All that firewood. My husband's like always wanted to rent one of those. So he's always talking about renting a wood chipper. He's like, I'm going to rent a wood chipper. For what? And he goes, no, I'm going to buy one. For what? So I can throw stuff in it. You mean wood? Yeah, that too.
Anything, really.
And I'm going, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. What the hell?
What is that?
Does he have? Like a pen? A little bitty knife?
Like a tiny screwdriver? Oh, he started pulling them out.
Oh, no, no. Oh, gross. Oh, my God. Just let him go. No.
Oh, are you okay?
I bet it was. I hope it was fast. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I don't think he needs a Band-Aid.
You okay? What happened to me? Some kid. He just hooked himself into the wood chipper. He burst right into the wood chipper. His shoes and his pants, it looked like it might have been one of the college kids. What the hell happened to her? Well, she got knocked out and fell into the shitter hole right next to me.
Is it kid blood?
What? No, it's college kid blood. One of those suckers can run out of nowhere and spear himself straight to the gut and die. I know.
Calm down. Don't cry. Calm down.
Hold on. Poor thing.
This is a suicide pack.
A suicide pack.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense. You've got to hide all of the sharp objects. You know what else, Tucker? I think they're trying to kill her, too. Yeah. Think about it. That's why they acted so funny after we saved her, because they want her dead. Why? I don't know.
It's good that you don't know. It's good that I don't know, because if we knew, then they'd want to kill us, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so what are we, we're going to the police?
Call the police?
Yeah.
Tell them what?
Oh, I would tell them what happened.
It's a good idea, Dale. Oh, hidey ho, officer. We've had a doozy of a day. She's doing some chores around the house when kids started killing themselves all over my property. That's what happened, Tucker. You would have to be a moron to believe that, Dale. It doesn't matter what happened. What matters is what looks like what happened. And what looks like what happened is pretty nasty.
So what the hell do we do then?
We gotta clean this mess up. Right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, fucking dying isn't good for you either, but that doesn't seem to be stopping anybody. We just gotta get out.
She's got blood all over her.
What the hell are you still doing here? How are we gonna get out of here? Dickwad over here said Chuck off with the truck.
Well, then let's walk.
30 miles.
Girl, get, just go.
Hell yeah, get I would started. Start walking. Ooh, it's like the Blair Witch Woods. They're gonna just go in a big circle over and over.
Chad.
This is all your idea, Chad.
You guys are all a bunch of fucking pussies. You know that?
Chad, you scrawny bastard. I would kick your ass.
And everyone just freaks out.
Give me that axe. You're not in charge anymore.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
How many people do you think get a chance for something like this?
The chance to die.
The chance to live.
Chance to watch our friends?
No.
There's no rules out here. It's us against them. And if you don't think you can handle that, well, maybe you deserve to die.
That's fucked up.
All right, Chad, you go be fucking superhero. We're walking. Smart girl.
Why wouldn't they?
Right?
Why wouldn't they? I can understand the other guys.
Yeah, there's
got dead kids everywhere. But this? They're a bunch of young, attractive white kids. Yeah.
Oh, he got to the cops.
Slow down now. Okay, stay calm. Why don't you kids climb in the back seat and we'll go have a look.
We'll go have a look.
Those stupid fucks.
You're a stupid fuck.
He's like a future serial killer, yeah, who just wants to kill people. He's like, this is my chance.
They're trying to, like, poke him out.
He's jammed in. Even the wood chipper won't work anymore.
Sorry, they're not charging for this. Look, I'm going to wedge it from inside. You pull him out on three.
Okay. All right.
One, two, three.
Oh.
Take it off.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my god!
Not that way!
I'm gonna barf. Okay,
okay, aww.
Grab a leg. Get him over the top. Oh god!
Oh shit! Yep.
There we were.
Yep.
Minding our own business.
Yep.
Making some improvements to my new house.
The new house?
But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these kids started killing themselves all over my property.
Yeah, there, this one right here, he dove head first right into the wood chipper. In the woody right back there.
There's another one up over there who shoved the spear through his gut.
Straight through.
Now, I don't know how much experience you have with this, but we're scared shitless.
Shitless.
You must think that I'm some kind of moron believe story like that.
Oh, no. No, sir. Not moron. Just open-minded.
Get this straight, because I'm having trouble understanding something. You say you were just working when this kid ran up and stuck his head into that wood chipper?
That's fast. And I think maybe they might be trying to kill the girl that we have inside.
Oh, well, his face. Shut up.
Explain the whole thing. If I hadn't knocked her unconscious with a shovel.
On accident. Mm-hmm. You've got another one inside, and you say she's unconscious?
Yeah, she's in my bedroom.
Oh, he's just incriminating himself. I just was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
okay,
show
me.
Wait, where's it going?
Don't go in there. What's he doing?
Oh.
Arrest them!
Rise are equal. React to the light. At least she's not very dead.
Oh, thank God.
I told the boys to stay away from this place. But you just didn't listen, did you? Now you're looking at least two counts of involuntary manslaughter, but you'd be lucky to get that.
What?
Like a couple of psycho killers to you.
Well, it's hard to say. Oh, no.
Looks can be deceiving.
Shit.
Are you okay? Jesus.
Oh my God, he's still walking with it through his head.
He's walking off. He's gonna be fine. He's gonna be fine.
But he looked like he believed them.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. He believed them. Oh my God. Shit. Oh no, this psycho asshole. Oh, why would you not just drive off, right?
I think he's trying to get the keys. Oh, never mind. I thought he was getting the keys.
No! Oh my God! You dumb shit! Why are people more careful? Oh no! What the fuck? These poor guys.
See him? Put the chair in front of the door.
He's like, what?
Oh my God, she's drowning, Tucker. Oh, let's save her. Oh, let's save her. Help.
At least she's still alive.
Oh, hallelujah.
Don't you dare blame this on her.
I'm blaming this whole thing on her. I'm blaming this whole thing on you.
Well, you know what, Tucker? None of this would have happened if we hadn't have gone fishing.
That isn't even an option.
I don't like
fishing.
You don't like.
Oh my God.
You don't like fishing.
Aww.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Tucker. Did I hurt your feelings?
Did I hurt your feelings?
Yeah, you kind of did.
Oh, no. His dog.
Oh, his dog.
Where's James?
Oh, no. Oh no! Not his dog!
I got my dog! Shit!
He's just holding his dick.
Did you get
my dog in here?
Yeah, why? Stay
low. It's just rolling. This is awesome.
Oh, the nail gun? Yeah. Cover me.
If it helps, I'm living in 2x4s.
His face still has all the.
I'm sorry. Now you create a distraction.
Think of him as walking 2x4s.
Oh my God.
Dale?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try. All right.
What the fuck is taking so long?
Jealous kids.
College kids. Where's this poor little dog?
The nice girl. The nice girl's sleeping through all of this.
I know,
no,
right?
With no idea.
Getting knocked out.
Bunch of fakes.
Jesus, he's gonna end up shooting his own dog.
Jesus, Nagel. Take it easy.
Hey, Emily! You shoot ass again? And your dog.
He's out of bullets. Right? I'll be really mad.
Jesus, making so much noise.
I know, he's so weird. Oh, I'm really bad.
Poor baby.
Oh, it is a beautiful day for a run, isn't it?
Oh my God. Nobody took the gun?
The gun was out of bullets. They barely knew how to use it anyway.
Yeah, this chick.
I would have stayed in the car.
Just watch everybody running around.
Whatever. I'm safe in the back seat for now.
Just sitting there while everybody's getting chased.
No.
I saw the whole thing. I know what happened.
There's a cop radio that they call. Like, right there.
Yeah.
CB?
What? Yeah, CB radio. The cop pulled it out with him.
Yeah. And slammed it.
This chick.
She in does not.
Shoes.
She was not prepared to be out in the woods
no,
like this.
No, she wasn't. Oh, aww. Fuck. He punched him.
Seriously.
What the hell is wrong with you kids?
What is the matter with us? Hold him steady. Yeah. I've never stood so close to pure evil before.
What the shit?
Supposed to be 24-hour protection.
I can't. No.
Look, I know you kids are having fun, but I am not a thrill seeker. It's payback time.
All right, look. Here, let me go. Just let me go. I can get my cooler. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got 10 to 12 beers in there. They're yours. No!
Oh my God! What the shit?
What did he do? Chop his arm off?
I think so, or his hand.
Allison, how are you feeling?
She's coming too.
A little fuzzy.
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm just kidding. I was pouring shots and Terry's. I saw her look over at me while I was pouring hers. Pretended I poured more. But I didn't, guys. I didn't.
This give poor her. Guy. He's so soft hearted.
He's so sensitive.
So embarrassed to cry
I'll
in front
date
of
you,
a girl.
Dale. Cheers. Cried out, sweetheart.
Better. Now tell me what happened.
Well, it's hard to say. Your friends. Do some of your friends take medication?
What are you talking about? Where are they? They're out there somewhere right now trying to kill my best friend and my dog.
And my dog.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. That's what the truth is. I mean, it's like all your friends just decided to go nuts all at the same time.
The last thing I remember, I saw Chad. And then Tom.
Todd was running at us. And
I know. Yeah, first I thought they were trying to kill you, and then they started killing themselves. And then they tried to kill us. And now they're going after my dog. I guess they just like killed.
There must be some kind of mistake. My friends would never hurt anyone.
Oh, Jesus, no, you have to stop until they kill all of us. I'm telling you, hide.
Well, it's okay. Nobody wants to hurt you.
It sure sounds like someone
died.
Okay, stay there.
What? No.
It's all just a big misunderstanding. We'll clear it right up, okay?
No, Allison, don't go out there. Allison, don't go out there. You know what it's like out there.
What is it? Oh, they left something, I guess.
I guess they threw something.
Maybe. She sew all that herself. She made his clothes smaller for her.
No.
It's his hand. Oh, his fingers.
Oh, my God. They cut off his bowling fingers.
His bone fingers.
Bowling?
Yes.
There's a note. He's trying to make her do it. This poor man. He's so scared.
There's a bowling.
Now we got your friend. Try and get him. How long was I out for?
Tucker. God damn it. My best friend needs me. I'm going to get these kids.
Wait. We don't want to escalate things.
We don't want to escalate things.
No. They must have thought that you were trying to harm me.
Oh, and why would they think that?
Yeah. Tell them.
I think you do know.
Well, when we first saw you guys back at that store, we just thought that you loved us.
Aww.
A little creepy.
I was nervous. I don't know how to talk to girls. And
I
thought that I looked like some kind of...
I misjudged you, Dad. I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's my fault. I should have known that if a guy like me talked to a girl like you, somebody would end up dead.
What?
Dale, it's not like that.
If you do see your friends... But I never wanted to hurt anybody.
Aww. Go with him. Should have come with him.
Thank you. He's got some shit. serious issues.
I know. Let's get you down from there.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Sorry about that.
This vacation sucks.
Okay, I'm back. What did I miss?
So he found him and he told him it's a trap and he what? It's a trap. And each time he's getting closer and he hits a tripwire and this spear comes down and goes right between his legs.
Oh.
And he like reaches down and goes, never thought I'd say this, but I'm glad I'm not hung like a bear.
No.
And then he cuts him down.
What? They're like, what? And you're just staying here?
Why didn't you escape?
This is really freaky. What have they done to you? Huh? They haven't done anything to me.
For some reason, in the evening, it looks a lot nicer than it does during the
right?
day. Maybe they just cleaned a lot.
I imagine she's been in there just cleaning.
Yeah.
Else to do. Oh, you son of a bitch.
What are
they doing?
Listen to me, okay? Tucker and Dale did not mean to hurt anyone. They're really nice.
You have no idea what this is all about.
He's just pissed because she rejected his dumb
yep.
ass.
Yep.
These freaks are evil.
Ew, don't touch me. Maybe he thinks if he saves her, she'll, like, relax, fall for
I'm
him.
I'm just trying to explain. This is all a big misunderstanding.
When he's
Tucker
the creep.
Nothing but gentlemen to me. Well, you guys have been running around terrorizing.
But they started this.
Doing what?
Saving my life?
Wait a minute. I remember reading about this in my sociology class. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, no.
Falling in love with their kidnapper.
Oh, his face.
No. What?
She's like, yeah, you are.
He's not, and they're nicer than all of you.
I know. What?
Daisy, you don't understand.
Well, are you or are you not in love with him? Tell me! Hey! Let the girl go.
Yeah.
You okay, Allie? Did he just call you Allie?
Wait. Everyone just stop for a second and let's talk this out, okay? Nobody wants to hurt anyone.
You could have fooled me. Fuck off, hillbilly.
You shit body perm.
Wait. I make some tea and we all sit and talk this out.
Oh, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. I'll provide the finger sandwiches.
Oh, shit.
I need a beer.
I think I've earned it.
Sit down. Give me your weapon.
Ah, he just pours it on everything.
I know, right? Like it's antiseptic or something. Some Neosporin. He's just pouring beer. The alcohol kills it.
Okay. Let me get the tea.
What is that adorable?
You fucking pussy.
It's an adorable teapot.
He's like, I can't have this tea. And she asked him, and he's like, it's fine. I can take whatever.
I want you to see yourself in their shoes. Okay?
He's got his axe. He's got his machete. Just waiting.
Now, it's important that we communicate our feelings.
I think you need a giver shirt, Terry.
Before any progress can be made.
A hat. Give her a hat. Okay. He's getting into character.
Where should I fucking begin?
Wherever you like.
Before I was born.
Okay, maybe not that far.
This is important.
That's a little too far.
What the hell?
My parents, they were attacked by hillbillies just like him.
Just
20 years ago. The Memorial Day Massacre. They brutally murdered.
Oh, his parents just were there?
My mother ran for her life, but they captured her.
was helpless. And he didn't even know that she was pregnant with me yet. And they forced him to watch while they tortured her.
Oh, no.
When I'm wrong, she fought back.
And she Brian.
Escaped. My father was so lucky.
So that one brand on her neck,
yeah.
That was the torture?
I guess.
Hmm.
They made him watch.
My mother was already institutionalized. I grew up hearing that story from my grandmother.
Who was not there.
Okay. Thank you for sharing this.
You made like, this so dude. Awkward. Oh, the girls.
You have some really deep issues going on here.
Or the girl and him. I was thinking they were missing some people, but then I thought maybe they died and I just didn't notice it.
I thought so, too. I thought I just missed it when I was in the bathroom.
I bet she still has her purse. I would have lost mine by now.
And she's still wearing her shoes.
I would have lost those,
her
definitely.
Her court pumps.
I would totally love a cup of tea right now.
No. No way. Get fucking
trapped.
I don't know about you, but I would have found a water somewhere to clean off
right.
my shirt.
You're in the woods. There's probably a creek somewhere.
I wouldn't have left my shirt full of blood.
Of all, I'm really sorry that your family got massacred. That is awful. Secondly, I didn't have anything to do with that. Okay, I would have been 6 years old at the time, so...
It may not have been you, but it was definitely your kind.
My kind... No, I can't even hurt a fish, can I, Tucker? I can't even hurt fish.
That's right.
Can't even hurt a fish.
Okay, so now that you've both expressed your side of the story, how do you feel?
I feel better. I feel like awake. Yeah, I feel good.
Great. We're really making good progress.
Except for you. You aren't making any progress.
Oh, shit. He's got a chainsaw. No, a weed eater.
Oh no.
Her face.
Why'd she duck?
He hit her.
He did hit her. He just wants to kill somebody. He doesn't care who. Oh no, he lit his friend on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Oh no, don't throw that! That's moonshine!
And they told her not to. Why would you think there's just a jar of water there?
Fuck. Drop and roll.
He's
drop
not doing roll. It.
Oh no. She's trying to light a cigarette. Get out! Get out!
I knew I should have moved that.
Get out! Yeah, hold his ass. Shit.
Did he stay in there?
I think she held him there.
Oh, and he said he put all of his money into it.
Vacation cabin.
He's still alive.
He is still alive. That psycho bastard. Look at him. Oh, no.
I think that we should go to the pickup truck right now.
Wait. Maybe we should help him.
Shh. never mind. Let's go. Get in. Hurry. Hurry up. Oh, my God. He looks fucking crazy. Hurry up, Dale. Come on. Go. 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 Hurry.
He's rolling the window up.
Oh, my God. Look Watch the road. Look Watch the road. Watch the road. Oh, no. God damn it.
What was that? One of those trucks?
It looked like a tree branch. Like he wasn't paying attention and there was a... Oh, it was a fallen... Oh, his dog. They had the dog.
Hey. Allison!
Everybody's gone. Oh,
he's there. She's gone.
Tucker! Tucker, what happened? Tucker, what happened?
He took her. I tried to stop him.
Oh, look at his...
I'll tell you something, yeah. This could be a long time before I take a vacation again.
Tucker, this is all my fault.
Look at you.
I never should have talked to Allison. You were right. People like me and people like her just don't mix.
It's not true.
It is true. I never should have even came out here with you.
Listen to me. Do you remember when we was kids?
Oh, can you picture them as kids together? I bet they were cute.
They were probably so adorable.
Remember how we used to compete to see who could catch more?
Yeah, well, I don't think now is the time to talk about Tucker.
I let you catch more than me because I felt sorry for you.
I remember you used to let me lick them all, too.
I feel kind of funny. The thing is, I didn't let you catch more. You caught one in your room. You was bigger than I was.
Come on, Tucker.
It's true. What I'm trying to tell you is that you're better than you think you are.
Aw, what a good friend.
That girl sees it. I've seen the way that the...
I seen it, Terry.
You look at each other. You know, I think that she really sees you for who you are.
Aw.
Who knows, maybe...
Me too. Me too, Dale.
You too can... on a date? I doubt it. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want any more negativity. Okay. Stop it. Okay. You're smart. And you're strong. And you're not as ugly as you think you are.
Thank you, Tucker. That means a lot coming from me.
Life is short.
I know.
You gotta go after what you want. Go after him. She needs you now more than ever. Especially because she's always falling down and hitting her head, knocking herself out.
Where you took her?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not leaving you here.
You go.
He better be fine.
He's going to be fine. He's got the dog. The sweetest dog. He'll lick you to death.
But I don't want him to die.
I bet he won't die.
Oh, his missing fingers.
Finger sandwiches.
Very much, I can tell. Are you there?
Go get her.
Go get her. Give her.
Get the shit out of that little college ticket.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Kick his ass.
Let's go.
Fuck that guy.
Not his life.
Stupid Chad.
UFO
Eat a dick.
There? Oh, sun.
It's the sun, Terry.
There's an episode of X-Files where they're in the woods and Mulder gets there first. There's all this bright light, obviously, alien shit.
Yeah.
By the time Scully gets there, it's gone. And I'm just like, every fucking time, Scully. Just run faster. You see it.
You're not fast enough. Big Hill Lumber.
What is the matter with him?
What is the matter with me?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what I've been through trying to save you?
No.
You've gone hillbilly.
You are not.
You've gone hillbilly.
And how are you not in pain with half your face burnt off?
Oh, and look at his eye. You know, that's got to hurt.
Ew! No! Gross.
Even if he wasn't all damaged.
Still.
And in pain.
Yeah.
She didn't want him to kiss him before.
Please, just stop. Please.
No, 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 stop.
Be
just
begun. No. Ew.
Ew.
Gross.
Aw, oh, man, you got this.
Yeah, you
do. He said he only had, like, a third grade education, but he could remember anything he's ever heard.
Yeah.
That's an amazing skill.
Grimy bastard. He's just been not hearing a lot.
I'll show you a killer hillbilly.
Shit. What are those for? To climb trees?
Ooh, maybe.
Like the lumberjacks use them, maybe?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I was like, he took her shirt off. That is her shirt. It's me.
Dad?
Yeah?
What are you wearing?
What? Oh, I thought it might look kind of intimidating. Does it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Dale, you wanna help me here?
Oh, yeah. Hang on, hang on.
He's such a sweetheart.
He is.
Thank
you for coming for me. It's no big deal. I was headed over this way anyway, so. Keep working on him, Dale. Come on. Concentrate. You got it. Why would she not have a knife?
What kind of knife is this?
Why would you not have a knife?
He brought a chainsaw, but not a knife.
I know.
What happened to that machete he had?
Yeah, no shit.
He's doing the rabbit. Oh my gosh.
Oh shit. Fucking guy. Fuck you.
Dude, use your shoes to cut the rope.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dale. You got him.
You're so much bigger than him.
Way bigger than him.
You're stronger than him. Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Get up. There you go.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yes! We're a pipe to a chainsaw fight. Let's go. Oh, shit.
He caught it.
Run away.
Why would you throw it?
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Yeah, no. He couldn't kill another person. He wouldn't even kill a fish.
So what was this, like a lumber mill?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-mm. It looks like no one's been here for a while.
Yeah.
Well, we need to find some kind of weapon. Something perfectly big.
Dreadfully big.
Well, hey, this might work, huh? Or not.
What is she doing? Going through files?
Chamomile tea. He's allergic. Oh.
Dad?
What?
Come here and look at this.
Memorial Day murderer found.
Hey, ain't that the sheriff right there?
No, that picture. Look at the guy in the middle.
Oh, it's Chad.
He looks just like that Kentucky Fried.
It was his dad. His dad
his
was the hillbilly.
Dad.
And this is Hugh. Single survivor leads police to the Memorial Day killer. Survivor is reported to have been tortured and raped. She's now undergoing psychiatric evaluation. Think about it. He said his mother was captured and
his father's body was never found.
I think we just found it.
Holy S-H-I-T. I love him.
You're a hillbilly too.
You're a hillbilly.
You're half hillbilly.
Oh no. What the fuck?
Doris didn't want you to know the truth.
There is no truth.
You're half goth. No! Chamomile! No!
Phyllis Nobilis. That's the ingredient in chamomile tea that can cause an anaphylactic reaction for a case where people are allergic to it. Like I said, I remember weird stuff. It'll be okay as long as we get him his inhaler.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Yeah. She still kept them curls that entire time.
That is amazing.
Impressive.
It's the most impressive thing so far.
Jeez. Movie hair, I tell you.
So,
stays in place.
At the very beginning, it showed... Was it this chick going through and then the guy with half the burned face attacked her?
The chaos and confusion of what transpired here last night is still being unraveled. What appears
mass
to be a
suicide deranged.
Kill her.
Deranged.
He lived! Yay!
Hey.
Look at him.
I'm feeling high on prescription medication. Looks like it. They found my fingers. Check it out.
Oh, shit.
I gotta tell you, I don't remember that one looking that way. No, not really. It's natural. It's good. Hey, by the way, I brought you something. PBR.
Saving her life.
Right.
Because the sheriff's head firing just gonna fall right into your lap.
Right.
I know. You talk to her, okay?
And oh, no.
Don't
be nervous. Just be yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Got it. Go, buddy.
I...
Pretty good at this, aren't I?
Oh, that was great. I hope you don't think this is too stupid or whatever, but I got you a little something.
Aw.
Well, that's so sweet. You don't have to do that.
I know. I wanted to.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what that is?
Yes, it's a...
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
So, that's great.
I'm really sorry about everything that happened.
What do you mean for what? I had a great time. Except for, you know, all the people dying and when they were bleeding out and everything. That wasn't so much fun, but, you know, I enjoyed every minute that I got to spend with you. But just, you know, let me just say this because I don't know if we're ever going to get to spend this kind of time together again. And I just want to let you know that I...
Aww.
I feel the same way.
I knew it.
Really?
Really? Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Should we go help her?
Hell no.
Yay. They're together. Yay.
Yay.
I love this movie.
It's so good.
It's fucking hilarious. Has some of the best lines, some of the best scenes.
So good.
It's good all around.
So good. I love this movie.
They were.
It's funny, but not in a... It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
But... in a good way. It doesn't come across like, oh, it's doing this again.
Yeah.
Because when in the parts when it's showing just the teenagers, mm-hmm. you could easily see a regular horror movie where they're watching through yeah. the woods or they're peeking in the windows and yeah. they're like, oh, he left us a message. You could easily see it as a regular horror movie with yeah. like Wrong Turn or one of those with the hillbillies in the woods yes. or whatever. But to see it from the other side is so funny.
It is funny because it's... all accidents, but then if you're seeing it from the victim side and all those college kids, you know, it looks like they're murdering them, you know? So it's kind of like a big old conflict between them too, which makes it really great because you don't think of a horror movie that way, like Mike Myers
yeah.
or Jason. You're thinking from the perspective of the victim and not the killer side, which yeah. is really fun. They made it out to be fun, which I really liked.
Plus, in the quote like unquote, it's all
accidents.
Side,
there they're was just killing like themselves.
A psychopath in them.
Yes.
So there's this one dude who actually does just want to kill
and
them.
He's on the other side. Yes. Yeah. And that's so much fun. Like, it's great. So good for you. I
love
really
this
loved
movie.
It. Tell
so
us what
good.
You thought about it. Tucker and Dale versus Evil. We love it, obviously. Email is drunkenscary@gmail.com. Did I say that right? It is Tucker and Dale, right?
You did. I was going to say, when you texted me, you said, hey, do you want to do Dick and Dale?
Dick and Dale. And then
and
I went,
stared
no.
at it and went, well, I know what no. Tucker and Dale is. And so I started Googling Dick and Dale, and it brought up some like black and white picture of this old musician named Dick Dale.
Oh,
and you finally
gosh.
Texted back and went, shit, I meant Tucker
I
now.
I love Dick Dale.
And
he's
I was
great.
Like, oh, he's about I know that one. Yeah, let's do that. I was trying to figure
oh,
out what
my
the
God.
Fuck is Dick and Dale.
Yeah, so that's another one of those Pam-isms. So feel free to start your own little. Anyways, drunkandscary@gmail.com, or you can Google us, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. Goonies, never
friend
say
us,
die.
Friend us, review us, la-di-da.
Yeah, guys. Slasher, Twitter,
Facebook.
Instagram.
All over the place.
So
find us. Be friends with us.
Be friends with us because we want to be friends with you.
And tell your friends to be friends with us. They'll listen to you.
Yeah. And come watch horror movies. What else are we going to do in fucking quarantine?
Quarantine.
But goals. Watch fucking horror movies together and scare the shit out of each other. And why not?
You're going to watch them anyway. So just watch them with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. The end.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
For watching.
Bye.
Bye.